I really have an extreme situation. This would be considered into a long-standing state of crisis. Long-standing meaning more than a year, month to month to month, the same a crisis. The crisis team, we're already here and they failed. This is considered a life and death wellness matter. Where if I'm not able to get help, I'm going to die. I have a second COVID-19 vaccination appointment tomorrow at 1 PM at a pharmacy nearby. I set up through the CA States My Turn site. They had updated it. The questions and answer portion is exactly what I needed. At least there is a record of it. You can't say it does not exist. It can't be said that you never heard it. It did not go into your ear, into your brain as a human being. Those people who I've attempted to actually talk about this ignore this. Last month, this was not something I could have checked the questionnaire boxes and filled in the text responses. This section of the questionnaire for the vaccine of COVID-19 that is part of the state's program is introduced as quoted verbatim here. A confirmation copy of each and every question, a portion of questioning and each and every answer that I provided. I will not be so verbose and I will be most brief that I'm focused on this section specifically, that not a single person in our community of social services and medical provider care has taken this law into knowing and provide the services regardless. They have broken and have violated this law intentionally and they have no remorse or ramification for intentionally violating my rights, so bold as they continue to go on shitty shitty bang bang. Do you have a weakened immune system caused by something such as HIV infection or cancer, or do you take immunosuppressive drugs or therapies? Yes. State and federal non-discrimination laws require medical providers to make sure that people with disabilities have the same access to medical care as people without disabilities. Please let us know if you require one or more of the following accommodations at your vaccine appointment. Check as many as apply. I require accommodations not listed above. Is there anything else you would like us to know about the accommodations you are requesting? Are there humans following? I don't need it in my appointment, but yes, I need it at my appointment. I'm going to demand that my appointment is I don't get it resolved prior to 1 PM tomorrow. What I need accommodation for is urgent. It must be discussed. If it is not discussed because the person says a vaccine station can't do that, I'm going to immediately call the San Bernardino police station that is in this post and have them come down and guarantee my rights. I need a follow-up and nobody is giving me a follow-up, including Humana, my own carrier, to a twistable situation. Not at the repeated attempts at fault of me that I have tried over and over and over and over and over with no success. It is not me, it's you all. I have had no HIV care established since March of 2019 and the situation is getting dire. I know I am in a condition of being wasting syndrome. I've had HIV since September of 1999 and this is an outrageous condition that this community of San Bernardino is performing against me. Those who are in this community know exactly that I have no HIV care and still are allowing this to continue. They better get its shit together, cause I'm going to die. Every one of the local establishments of persons in the local police department, the sheriff's department, city attorneys, the department of behavioral health, the DA's office that supervises themselves, I could go on and on individual people, individually named people in all of this. If I die in this situation like this, in is murder. This is murder by way of violation of United States Code Title 19 Section 241 and 242, deprivation of rights under color of law. There is absolutely, absolutely, absolutely no justification for this. I'm now resetting my relationship with Humana again, but it will not follow through because what I am and will always be demanding is too simple. I demand to be able to have an honest, open relationship with my doctors, specifically by HIV care doctor, where I can bring forward certain discussion topics that are directly impacting my healthcare, both in HIV and mental health. My inquiry and questions will indeed result still going sideways and the doctor or whoever is involved will immediately throw me out, terminate me, put something on me, accused me of violence, something, so that they can run away from me and they don't have to answer my question. Effectively passing the buck to somebody else when there is nobody else. I've gone through everybody already and there is nobody else. There is no place from the local to federal to serve as a consulate. There is no consulate. This is placed into a dysfunctional perspective intentionally. Indeed, I am not the only one being affected by this. The subject that must be brought up into a discussion is an absolute reality and I'm not delusional. Persons, including authority and doctors, that have abnormal, irrational and very narrow focus point of view, that people that are in this category are 100% delusional, suffering from a mass hysteria. Like Dr. Joe Pierre, Psych Unseen, blog writer for Psychology Today. Index of Dr. Joseph Pierre. Parent Directory. Consequences-at-psychunseen.org. Draft Dr. Joseph Pierre.org. NPI 16594083833. Psych Unseen January 22, 2016 A2.org. Psych Unseen January 22, 2016 CommandAboutFace.org. The psychiatry and mental health resources of this doctor is so outrageously laid out to the magnitude of melting madness. I feel that I'm going to have to get the American Psychological Association Ethics Review into these matters to conduct an ethics investigation. Once again, I am dead serious. For these so-called experts have either one of two things that are occurring: extreme cases of insanity or extreme bias that does not allow for the truth to come forward into view. An extreme condition of strategic ignorance covered into a defined science in of itself known as agnotology. Or they have been swept over by evil and wish to intentionally harm others in the community such as I. I have documented every single stepping stone of this, and it is unquestionably beyond a reasonable doubt self-evident. The fault lies within all of you and not me. I'm going to die because you all won't get your shit together. Most of my interfaces on Facebook with agencies are all blocked. Even though public agencies cannot block citizens on social media. The ruling that governed our former President Trump. That has not impeded anybody to do this to me for the last 3 years since July of 2017. Why am I blocked in all of these interfaces between public agencies, the police department, the sheriff's department, the DA's office, etc.? Why is that the case, and why should it be allowed to maintain such a dysfunctional displacement of common sense? Because I'm going to die, because I'm going to die, because you all who have done this to me, I'm not delusional, want me to die and are killing me. All of the interfaces on my Facebook account are shadows, not reliable. My long-standing ID is in the Mindway. Now thank God that's the San Bernardino Sun hasn't blocked me yet. But they're just as guilty as attempting to kill me before they have not ever put into a straightened out common decency conversation on Messenger at all. This is outrageous. This is out of the world outrageous. When is this going to get bounced up into some sort of personnel leadership administration that gets a productive function of conscious community care to be properly focused and to be properly designed and to be properly addressed to a solution, a resolution, adaptive creation? That there must be something put into place here that does not compute, that has not been done, and I'm going to die. I'm going to die, I'm going to die. The priority of this community exchange must place this, that I'm going to die rather than live. I'm not going to live, they don't care for my life. They want me to die. They desire me to divide the attentions of those persons in this community. To not reveal their true intention is to let me die. There cannot be any mistake at this point. This is the intention here. To kill citizen James Martin Driscoll, all because he wants, desires, deserves, and demands to have an open and honest relationship with his doctor. Every one of you, from Lieutenant Carrington, Sergeant Lanier, Rogers, Wendy Ann Holmquist, Veronica Kelly Drive, Dr. Berger involved in my care, including Borrego Health, all know I am disconnected from HIV doctor healthcare. I've reached out to everywhere. I mean everywhere. Why has nobody called me back to fix this? That is because you're intended to let me die. It's obvious, it's so obvious, it's pathetically obvious. At this point it's becoming so bad that I can't even have a simple 1 or 2 day of reprieve that I can trust Braxton that somebody have the daily time to call me back in a normal kind of expedition, because this is not normal. Somebody in this community who has some authority to call my mother at 909-882-8759 and first apologize for this community's misguided hatred. And then mandatory is there be the offering and issuance of a promise to my mother that this community of San Bernardino will not just let her son die. Needlessly and neglectfully die. Human no longer breathing dead. Is that all too much to ask, and that it will be placed into a written urgency priority? That the connections and care that I'm wishing for will reset themselves into being decent people once again at the beginning of this next month. June 2021. I will have been alerted and standing that they do not treat me so badly, and that they continue on with the integrity they should be holding no matter what. what they have been doing for this time they do it right and be damned if you don't get it it must be put into writing such commitment to which is an agreement. Signed and sealed. Must be done in writing as a separate contract from what may be involved at Humana Health. I will not accept anything less than the standard of excellence that puts this into the proper care of review of resolved so it can never happen again. Who is going to step up and take the lead for such a responsibility for it is a responsibility for somebody at least a single person at least will have to start the cascading the fact that this is an extremely definable cause of what is a conspiracy and I know it you know it and you all can't do it right you can't pass it into the view and fix this to a termination without having people get hurt seriously hurt. You have people that have to get their fucking people into the view. In properly alignment to a community duty that this is a hell of a task but it must be done. There is no excuse for what has happened. And that you just have to suck it up. Surely it's not my fault. Just do it. Get over yourself, please, for God's sakes. Hashtag HIV untreatable. This is not a joke.